PFT Media.
Hey everybody, no music, Lima Criteria. I don't even know what episode, we don't care what episode it is.
It's 6, 7, 8,
I'll
look.
First episode I'm going to do, next few episodes is going to be without my daughter, because school is in session, and her ego is getting too big. But joining me is my good friend, Patrick Garrity.
What's up, buddy?
The Road Dog.
The Road Dog extraordinaire.
Dude, you put miles and miles. If you were to calculate how many miles you put on, have you ever done that math?
I figure...
In one year?
I mean, the years fluctuate, but I think the most I've ever done in one year is like 75,000 miles.
75,000, and then... But you hover around that number, right? 75
probably
to 70?
Like, but I've also done like as low as... 50,000.
You know? Okay, so let's give you 65. How long have you been doing this, Pat?
Just the Never Ending Tour itself is 11 years old. But then even before that, I mean, I've been doing, this is my 19th year in comedy.
715,000 miles.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Crespo?
That is to the moon.
And no,
back. And back.
Really?
And to the moon. Yeah.
Yo, you've tagged the moon twice, son.
Yeah, I was actually, that'd be a cool name for a book, To the Moon and Back.
To the moon and back again.
Yeah, to the moon and back.
To the moon and back.
That's impressive.
And yeah. To the moon again.
That's got some good... is there a road version for Delta Miles? Greyhound bucks?
Greyhound. Yo, did you ever do the Greyhound?
Ricky Dunn. And I just the stories from Ricky...
The Greyhound stories.
No, thank you.
A buddy, Ricky Reyes, Chris, tells this story. He rides Greyhounds. I don't know how. Like, I remember one time I had to go to Atlanta, and I took that bus that you would take in downtown. It's not Greyhounds. It's a little fancy. It has Wi-Fi.
Whoa.
This is like a blue shuttle bus kind of thing.
Like a big blue bus.
Yeah, something like that. But it was fancy. It was like a double-decker kind of thing. Large windows.
Huh.
They stop in places. Dude, and then we stopped at this Stuckey's like in Georgia or in South Carolina. And no, because that would have passed Georgia, right?
I have no idea. I don't know where Stuckey's goes.
Yeah, Florida.
Shoney's Stuckey's.
Georgia. Yeah, it was like in the border of Florida and Georgia. But you go out there, you have a break, and then you see the Greyhound bus. But the Greyhound bus, for some reason, was parked all the way. Like, apparently, they're not allowed to be in the parking lot of Stuckey's. And all I kept thinking was about Ricky telling me, like, the nightmare stories about a stabbing at a Greyhound.
Oh.
Like, that's the...
I saw a video on Facebook, and it showed, like, it was the back of, like, a seat on the bus. It was just, like, lice were just, like, crawling all over the seat. Like so, you could like see the top of it moving. I was like,
it's terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. Oof. And then my buddy Luke, you met Luke.
Luke Swanson.
Luke Swanson. He had to take a couple grand. He was supposed to meet up with me at a show out in like Indianapolis, I think. And he had to take the Greyhound. He missed the show Friday night because there is a dude jerking off on the bus, and then they were like, hey, stop that. You can't jerk off on the bus. It's like, whatever.
And then they gave him a warning.
Yeah.
They kicked him off.
Kick him off. Yeah, they just gave him a yellow card. Hey, stop it.
Yellow card. Yeah, stop that. And then And then, wouldn't you believe it, just a few exits later, he's back at it. And fucking, he does it to completion.
Untrustworthy.
And then, yeah. Gets to completion.
Smears it on the fucking counter.
Right.
On the window. Gives
the fucking Silence of the Lambs to whoever's sitting in front of him. Yeah. And then, so they have to stop the bus, and he has to get arrested, because, you know. And they get him a red card then. And then, you got a red. And then, so I was like, that's a fucking horrible story. And then there was another time Luke was telling me he was in the lobby, like just waiting for the bus, like, right. And then this guy sit there and he like kicks out his leg a little bit and a fucking turd falls out of his
shut the fuck up, dude.
And lands on the floor. And it's like it's crowded. Like, he's like, there's no seats. That are, like, everybody's sitting. Like, it's crowded. And then this old black lady next to him goes, "Oh, you nasty motherfucker." Like, she just immediately saw him and was like,
"Yo."
Yeah, bro. And then Luke's like, quiet Iowa boy, just like observing all this. Yeah. This is how he is, dude.
But here's the thing, the confidence you have
to be able to do that,
to dump on yourself. To be like, it's gonna be hard enough, and I'm pretty sure.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, to have it solid enough to be like, to be able to shake it out, to come out in a clump.
Yeah.
Like, he knew. Like, yeah, I just shit it here. Yeah. I just kick it on my window, and you can tell that wasn't his first time.
When the girl with the hoop earrings, like, I don't give a fuck. No.
Nasty motherfucker.
That guy doesn't give a fuck. Like,
that does take practice to be able to kick it out like that.
Out there, yeah.
It was fun before.
What if he like kicked it out of his fucking pant leg and it caught and went airborne? And then, landed in somebody's fucking Dorito bag or something. You know?
Right there, some kid grabs it. It's like, some Play-Doh. You ever had any nightmare trips like that?
No, I've never once I've taken a Greyhound like that.
Took a Greyhound?
No, never taken a Greyhound. Okay. A lot of air flights, just, you know, sitting next to sick people.
Yeah.
And dealing with a smell. Like, I mean, just typical trauma stuff.
Not you went on a
like
cruise.
Seeing poos and shit.
You went on a cruise. That's pretty filthy
sometimes. Just
went
on a cruise. That was pretty. They can be.
Yeah.
Every time I get on a boat, I think of the poop cruise. I'm like, is this going to be
it? Is this going to be the
am
one?
Am I going to be on the news in a
few
days?
Remember that. How long ago was that?
That was maybe 6-8 years ago. Yeah.
Still traumatized motherfucker.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah. I don't even use that cruise line. I'm still like, is this going to be the one? Is it going to happen to us? Yeah, it's weird. But no, it went fine. It went well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did have one, you know. Never mind. I was
come on.
I was gonna say there was one bowel movement that was not good. Not good. But then I was fine for the rest of the time.
Okay. So. Was it something you ate at the?
I have no idea. It was one of those things. It was too early in the trip to be like something I ate there.
Okay.
It was strange.
That Norwegian virus that goes around. It could just destroys
been the boat. People. It could just been the boat shaking my insides.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was some good movement on the boat on that trip, on the ship. They want you to call it a ship.
I mean. Night, dude, jerking off. I always tell the story about New York City. To me, it's home to me. I feel so at peace at home because of the chaos of it. But I always tell the story that always cracks me up, which is it's busy. It's off Broadway. Mm-hmm. We're down on the Lower East Side somewhere. It's not the fanciest, but it's busy. They do Broadway shows and stuff like that. There's a McDonald's, and across the street, there's a homeless guy just talking to himself, jerking off. Midday, it's maybe 5:30 in the afternoon, and people in McDonald's are at the window, and they're just eating like nothing. Like, he doesn't exist. You know what I mean?
Is he pantsless, or is he doing it through a zipper?
He has a coat. He has like a green, like a long coat. Mm-hmm. Baggy pants, and he just black dude, just fuck ashy as fuck, just going to town with it. And I was like, this is amazing. This is fuck. Nobody gave a shit. Like, everybody minds their own business. You know what I mean?
They really do in New York, because you catch that guy's attention, then all of a sudden he's fixated on you and he's coming for you. You don't know whatever he's already doing. You don't want to get involved in that. You let it go. Hopefully he walks away.
They leave things alone.
It's like a sibling's like, I'm not touching you. As soon as they know that's annoying.
Exactly. So you gotta just let it go.
I'm not touching you. You fucking dick.
Just keep walking past that crazy homeless guy.
Just don't look at me. Eat my fucking bagel. And
none of that cheese.
Yeah.
But it's a city thing, though. I think it's the, and I think that's something Orlando has to
learn
from it. If you want to be a city, Orlando.
I mean, just that LA.
Orlando did have an Easter Bunny beating the shit out of somebody in the middle.
Yeah,
of
but
downtown.
That guy was out of town, though. That guy was from out of town.
But that just makes it more Orlando. We got a lot of tourists. A lot of people come from out of town.
But did you know the story about that dude?
Yeah, was he like, didn't he have warrants or something?
He had a warrant.
In New Jersey.
Because of the fame he got, right? Yeah. He started coming around.
Trying to do interviews and stuff?
Yeah, and they got him and said, hey, buddy, you got some outstanding warrants. Yeah. I figured you got some warrants.
Trying to stay low.
Stay low.
Yeah, keep that bunny costume on. Don't show your face. Who was that masked man?
Dude, he came out. I remember Kermit had him at the open mic, invited him over. The guy came with a bunny thing. He took pictures with it. And I go, Kermit, you run a dojo. What if that guy's a child molester?
Oh, true. Yeah, he is one of that guy.
You're taking a picture with your arms around a bunny rabbit. The inside could be like bootleg Cosby kind of deal.
Could you see the guy's face in the rabbit costume?
No.
Well, then you can always argue it's anyone then.
True.
Yeah.
True, right. You know,
but still, it's suspect to associate yourself with someone famous for like getting in a fight in a video.
Yeah, like it's that kind of thing. So I'm like, especially for him, for his job that he has, that he deals with kids. I'm like, yo, dude, you gotta,
that Cobra Kai over there.
You gotta protect that Cobra Kai. Dude. You want to keep that baby Fight Club you run in the thing legal?
Yeah,
that should just be the name of his fucking dojo, Baby Fight Club.
Baby, dude, he runs Baby Fight Club.
That would be Baby a good fight name for
he puts it. He puts it on Snapchat.
No mercy.
He puts the kids to fight. Like, go ahead, hit each other.
Yeah,
yeah. He's like, here are the rules. Take off your shoes. Take off your belts.
Did you ever used to watch Eastbound and Down?
I would. Some. I never got really into it. But,
God,
Danny McBride is great.
Dude, the newest where there's a scene where he's a gym teacher and then the principal comes in and he's got all the kids wearing fucking equipment, the football equipment and the catcher's gear, and then they're in a fight pit. He's like, this 2-man or 1-man lead. It's like, oh, what do we got going on here? He's like, hey, can you just go out in the hallway? I got my own thing going. He's got with like clubs and swords and shit.
He got Thunderdome.
Yeah, he's doing Thunderdome in there.
Yeah, he's got them American Gladiators in each other with pugil sticks and shit.
His new show is really great though. That the Righteous Gemstones.
That's a really good show.
I saw one clip.
Oh my god!
And it wasn't even Danny McBride. It's the other guy who's
Adam Levine,
undercover funny. Not him. The other one. It was him and this girl singing a song.
Oh, Walter Goggins.
Yes. Yes. That guy's undercover Walter funny. Goggins. Bro,
he is hysterical, bro. He was probably one of the best parts about the Hateful Eight. You know, had those teeth and the way he talks, and he is outstanding. He's so funny.
Did you watch the latest Quentin Tarantino movie?
Once upon a time.
I thought it was my least favorite. I think out of all.
Really?
Of them. Yeah. I'd say.
I haven't seen it yet.
I did like it, but I mean, it's just out of all of them, it's just .
Which one's your favorite Tarantino movie?
It's hard to pick. I mean, definitely Pulp Fiction's up there. That's because I remember that was one of the first ones I saw. So I really enjoyed that one. And Inglourious Basterds, I really love.
The Bear
Jesus. I think that's my favorite one, Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds?
Or just Christoph Waltz.
He's so good.
Is as soon as I saw him, I was like, this guy is just stealing scenes. Every scene he's in, he's just
The beginning. Part was
how
so
intense he would look, man.
I would tell you something. Just very calculating, very.
Because he was talking about how the rats and the squirrels.
Yes.
And he's a squirrel. Without the tail, right? This black dude posted on Twitter. He's like, yeah, I know those rats and squirrels look alike and, are similar, but man, squirrels stay outside where they belong, in the tree. Rats are trespassing. That's what we got a problem. They're not even asking permission to come inside. They're just all up in your shit.
Squirrels
don't want to come in your house.
I've never seen a squirrel break into anything.
Eat it through my drywall.
You're trespassing. I was like, that's funny.
That's very true.
Yeah, it's like, why? Yeah,
I got sentimental is Reservoir Dogs, my number one.
Mm-hmm. That was like such a simple movie, you know. I think that's like one of the best parts about it. Yeah, it was like how just like simplified and basic it was. It was just so well done, you know. Like, and Steve Buscemi was
yes,
Mr. Pink.
Yeah, Mr.
Michael Madsen to me was the best.
Michael Madsen. Yeah,
I remember in college. I used to know
all day, little doggy. Yeah,
I don't know.
To this day, I hear
don't know. I'm going to kill you anyway.
Stuck in the middle. Anytime I hear that song, I always think of that scene immediately. I'm
I can't not think of that.
Yeah. I've seen commercials use it. I'm like, I'm just thinking of it.
Like, why are you using this music? Don't you know
what people think of? His ear cut off.
So I got Reservoir Dogs number one, Django to me number two.
Mm-hmm. Django is excellent. Well, another like Christoph Waltz again. But see, the thing about Django, though, I don't like the way Christoph Waltz character died.
The way he went out?
Yeah. First of all, he's got two bullets in there, you know? He only shoots him once, right? That gun has two bullets.
And then he kind of just puts his arms up.
Like, I couldn't help myself. Yeah, so he just, I'm like, nah, man.
He was so angry. You know? You want some white cake?
Yeah.
They emphasize that white cake.
That's such a great line, too. It's like the part where he's like laughing. You know, and he's just like, you know, the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, and it's just like, you can't work on you can't stay up all night and then go work the morning shift. It's like the Leonardo DiCaprio and Django with a bag of cocaine. And he's just like laughing and shit, like, I got this covered. It's
that scene where he cuts his hand for real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when he
hits the table and breaks the glass.
Yeah. But then he smears that bloody hand on that girl's face.
Oh, Kerry Washington.
Yeah.
Kerry, like, you think, don't know about that dude. Black girls don't like touching their hair. Imagine smearing blood on their.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the Caprio blood, though.
Yeah, he fucking.
That's his real blood.
Yeah.
He cut his hand.
That's the Caprio blood. That's a good blood.
DiCaprio's fucking everything, dude.
Oh, come on. He's got the best doctors in town.
Is that.
Yeah. Also, did you see The Hateful Eight? That guitar. Do you know about that?
Yeah, and it was a priceless guitar. It was like
$300,000 or something.
Crespo knows it. This is his realm, right here.
Yeah. Kurt Russell breaks it. Yeah.
And then you see Jennifer Jason Leigh like look off. They go, whoa.
Like, she really does have a face. Like, oh my god.
Yeah. She. You see her look like directly at the where the director would be.
Yeah. It's like her character wouldn't react to the guitar being broken like that because she was such a hard bitch of a character.
Right.
So it was for sure like just the actress, her Jennifer Jason Leigh. Oh my god.
Was those two so like? Was it the guy that directed The Exorcist was a psychopath?
William Friedkin,
Wait, what's the story on that guy?
So there's a scene where like the girl's like, "Let Jesus fuck you," and she's
"Fuck me, Jesus!"
The mom comes up, she's like trying to restrain her, and then you know she slaps the mom, and she goes flying back, like and hits the ground. You know, she gets flung across the room. She's on a harness, and this guy's pulling. That's how they did that special effect. This guy's fucking pulling on this rope to fling her. And they're like, "Cut, get cut." And she goes, "Listen." She's like, "That guy's really tugging on this thing. It's like hurting me. You know, you need to tell him to ease up." He's like, "Yeah, I'll tell him to ease up." And she goes, "He didn't know I could see him, but he looked at the guy and gave him like a wink, like, fucking, like, fucking really give it." So this guy, she gets yanked and she hits the ground. She goes, "It fucking fucked up her back." So when she yells out, she's literally in pain. Mm-hmm. She's like in actual fucking pain. She goes,
"I got the scene."
That's the one they use. That's the scene they use.
So you can see her, the moment that caused her, she needs like back surgery after that. And,
Right.
Yeah, but the Blair's had back.
She almost quit. She almost quit the movie after that. And then there's a scene where the priest is listening to the girl where she's like speaking in tongue. He's like, "What is this?" You know, so he's like, "But if you play it backwards, it's actually her speaking voice." So he's like listening intently to the thing. And then the phone rings and he looks over and he's got like this really startled look on his face. But they couldn't get it. The director's like, "Nah, it doesn't look good."
But he didn't grab his son, put a gun in his mouth.
No. He fired a shotgun off into the fucking so he fired off a shotgun and the guy looked at it, and then they just dumped it over with the fucking phone ringing.
Yeah,
and
they just got the sound out. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had another thing that he did on this movie. He did it a few times where he would go, if you want to get like a shocked reaction on a person's face, before the take, he walks up to the actor and goes, "Do you love me? Do you trust me? And if they say yes, then he smacks them right in the face as hard as he can. And then he goes, action. So then he gets them just like, oh, like in that moment. Like, just like, oh, fuck. Okay. And then they're actors, so then they just go, like, and they go into the scene. And then he's like, yes,
that's no wonder it took so long for a goddamn sequel. It's just me.
Oh, yeah. It's like, and he didn't do the sequels banging. Either. Yeah. He has a.
Yeah, nobody's just signing up for the sequel. Yeah.
No, if he was there, it was.
What other movie did he do after Exorcist?
Sorcerer, I think he did after Exorcist. Have you seen that one?
I know about it.
The truck going through, like, it's like World War, some war, I can't remember, Balkans maybe. That's a fantastic movie. To Live and Die in L.A., he did that one.
Oh, he did that one?
He did that, okay. And then he got sued by Michael Mann, because Michael Mann, and they're friends too, they're Chicago guys. He got sued by Michael Mann for ripping off Miami Vice's style for It's Live and Die in L.A., and they settled out of court, I think.
Wow.
And then what's, most recently, his most recent movie is Bug and Killer Joe, the Matthew McConaughey movie, Killer Joe. Have you seen that one?
No.
Killer Joe's fucking crazy.
I've heard about that one.
They're both stage plays written by the same guy that he turned into movies.
Wait, that's not that, Nick. You said Matthew McConaughey, but then didn't Nicolas Cage do some Swedish movie, Lucy or Nancy or...
Mandy?
Mandy.
Mandy. Yeah, that came out much more recently.
Have you seen that?
No.
I haven't seen, but it's shot in red. It's creepy.
It's wild.
I just saw a movie with Nicolas Cage where he's like parents and they're trying to kill the kids. Like the parents go crazy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Is it Selma Blair?
Selma Blair's in it.
His wife.
They're,
like,
they're trying to kill the kids.
Like, there's like a thing that gets dumped like on the town. So all the parents, like not necessarily there, but a thing on TV that it programs the parents. Mm-hmm. To kill their own kids.
Wow.
So like that they start coming into the schools, and then like, you know, the one cheerleader's like, hey mom, and the mom just murders beats up the cheerleader to death, and then like, so all the kids are like, oh god. So every parent is trying to kill their own kid in this entire like neighborhood.
Yeah, that's kind of recent. It was within like the last year.
Is that a Christmas movie?
It might have been.
It was a Valentine's movie.
Yeah, Christmas release.
4th of July.
Jeez.
This 4th of July, watch Nicolas Cage beat his children.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino. Do you think he got one more movie in him?
And he said he's doing 9.
Yeah, right? I think he said he's doing 10, and this one was supposed to be number 9. So
okay. Got one more.
He's gonna exactly do a sci-fi movie. You think?
But I even think after he does 10, he's gonna be like,
Soderbergh. Yeah, these guys always retire and they come back. Like Kiss. It's like, how many times have they retired?
Oh yeah, Kiss keeps retiring.
Their fifth farewell tour. Yeah,
right. Motley Crue's supposed to be retired and they're getting back together.
Yeah, exactly. Because we all got bills.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
The only person that really retires is like Rick. Moranis is the only guy to like actually.
That's true. He saved his money and retired.
But his retirement was different, though. His retirement was because of his wife.
Right.
His wife got cancer.
That's right.
And he just. It's
like Gene Hackman, too, I think, is pretty much retired.
Gene Hackman's like 90-something.
Because he did Welcome to Mooseport and was like, I'm done. And he like straight up. Same thing with
Ray Romano fucking ruined it for him.
Romano ruined it for him. Sean Connery. He after he did League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, he's like, I'm done, and he hasn't acted in a single thing
because people wanted him to. He was supposed to be Morpheus in The Matrix.
He turned that
and
down.
He turned it down. Sean Connery.
Shut up for real.
He was supposed to be Morpheus.
He didn't want to do the training. I think is what it was.
No, I think he was just like, I don't get it. Make any fucking sense. What the fuck is this?
He did admit to not understanding Lord of the Rings, so he turned down Gandalf.
Right, right. It was like, what the fuck is your Hobbit?
So then that's why he then
did for Dragon
Extraordinary Gentlemen.
He's like,
I
don't understand this either, but fuck it.
He keeps turning down all these hits.
Hey, that sucks. Well, fuck.
He's like, I made the wrong choice.
That's
so true.
Oh, man.
And then Will Smith turned down Neo.
To this day, he regrets it.
Yeah, he does. And
I'm so glad he did, though.
But he picked up Wild Wild West for it. So.
Yeah, better choice. Yeah, for sure, the better
bigger
choice.
Bigger money. I think he went for the
music
money.
Video, that was.
Oh, Wild Wild West. Going back to Tarantino, Warren Beatty was the original choice for Bill, for Kill Bill.
Really?
Yes, but then he found out that it was going to require 6 months of kung fu training with Wu Yunping.
6 months of kung fu training. All the other dude did was sit in a chair and get stabbed. And
he ultimately ended up doing nothing. There is one scene that Carradine did with Michael Jai White that's a little bit of kung fu in there, but then it got cut. So it's like in the deleted scene stuff. So yeah, in the end, Bill
Michael Jai White was in the movie?
His scene got cut.
Yeah. Oh, I was about to say, what the fuck was Michael J. White?
In a flashback where he meets Bill like in a marketplace, and got he's it. Like, it's like, oh, we meet again, and Bill just fucking kills
Yo,
him.
Yo, have you seen Warrior?
Which warrior are we talking about?
Is that the one with the like the kung fu, the samurai guy? Or?
Are we talking the MMA one?
No. I'm talking about that was a great movie. I'm talking about this TV series on fucking Cinemax. It's the best show out right now. Really? Nobody's fucking talking about. Yo, let me tell you.
That's because no one has Cinemax.
This is the reason to get Cinemax. I promise it's that good. Okay.
Or the Fire Stick. This is basically
this is the writings of Bruce Lee. From like he wanted to do a show back in the 70s. They're like, no, since you're an Asian dude.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's how Kung Fu got made, right?
Yeah, right.
Sure, this is more like how Bruce wanted it. So it's basically like a Kung Fu series, TV show, but imagine it being directed by Quentin Tarantino. Like, that's what it feels like.
Interesting.
It's like, it's so fucking well done. Minus the overuse of feet. There's not much feet.
But for Kung Fu, it makes sense.
How many N-bombs?
It's Chinese driven, so there's a lot of more, like, people getting called ducks and onions and shit. Like,
really?
I didn't know that was a slur.
Yeah, ducks and onions.
Really? Yeah, they're getting called onions. So
that's weird.
So, yeah. So, anyways, there's like three different gangs that are fighting over San Francisco. And this takes place about 10 years after the Civil War. So, everybody's just racist as shit. And I don't know where they're finding these actors that, okay, first of all, they can speak fucking Mandarin. Like, they speak Chinese and shit. So, fluently, perfectly.
Tell me. How do you know?
Because the subtitles.
How do you know? Because I've seen... Crespo, we've seen movies where they speak Spanish, and we're like,
that person
doesn't speak Spanish.
That's a wonky Spanish.
Like a butchered Spanish. Right. But go ahead.
Maybe it says perfect.
The way they speak. But anyway, they talk, because what they do is they have them with the subtitles, but then they do this thing with the camera, like it pans around, and as they're speaking Mandarin, it comes around, and now they're speaking English. So now you're hearing them.
Oh, shit. They do that Viking movie.
Right.
Oh, is that a Viking suit? Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're speaking like how you and me are talking right now, but to everybody in the show, they're still speaking Chinese.
That's very smart.
And then when they speak English in the show, they talk with a thick accent, like, you know, they're like, fuck you, you know, like, but they can speak like, you know, however.
That's fascinating.
Dude, it's great.
It's like that Banderas movie, 11th
The 13th Warrior.
13th Warrior.
Yeah, he's sitting around the campfire and they're speaking like Viking or whatever.
And then all of a sudden he breaks up on it.
Switch over to English.
That's a good movie.
Right. Yeah. So that's basically what they do this. And then like the fight scene, the choreography is phenomenal. Yeah. Right. And then they have like, so it's like these three Asian gangs, and then there's the Irish fucking they're trying to bully their way in. Like the Asians are cheaper labor, but the Irish are like, yo, fuck it, we fought in the war.
Yeah,
you know, we're like, we fought, you know, we want our fucking dues and shit, you know. So now it's like they're sabotaging each other. Dude, it's fucking awesome. Like, Ricky told me about it. I was like, oh, let me check this out. One of the best fucking shows I have seen. I can't
really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, it is like, imagine a kung fu series directed by Quentin Tarantino. It's like violent as shit.
You ever fuck with Vikings?
I saw a couple episodes, but I never got like into it though. But I a couple.
It
people
starts
told me,
slow, but then it
I was like History
up.
Channel.
Yeah, good. Yeah, but it's pretty. It's pretty.
Bro, have you seen Happy?
That's the
sci-fi.
Yeah,
yeah. I have
not seen the
it.
Happy.
Yeah, it's
okay. I'm thinking Chris the Jim Maloney? Carrey movie. No, that's with Patton Oswalt as the
dude. It is so fucking good.
Is it?
But and it got canceled though.
Oh, I think that what happened. Did it get canceled or because
hiatus?
There was only like one graphic novel, so season one is supposed to be the Drew, my co-host for my show, watching. Yeah. So season one is like the graphic novel, and then I think season two they wrote something to like
extend
a sequel to it. So did then do you know sci-fi they straight up canceled it, or were the creators like, we're kind of done with it? Do you know?
I think it kind of left it open ended.
So then the sci-fi was like not enough people checked it out. Because they're pretty, I think, brutal over there.
Watchmen, thank God. I don't know if you got to watch Watchmen. On HBO.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's a continuation of the comic book, not the movie.
Right, and the movie is pretty close to the book, but it is
I thought it was phenomenal, and the way it ended, great. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that I'm like, I hope they don't make a season two. I hope they mock away.
I think they announced that. Yeah, there's no plans. Yeah.
There's no plans for it. Yeah. And because the guy goes, I wrote it already.
Lindelof intended to do one season, just like how the original comics was just supposed to be 12 issues, 1 year, and then that's it.
Let me ask you this. Is there a movie or a show that you wish it should have stopped? It should have stopped here, or this movie shouldn't have a sequel. It should have stopped here. They should have left it alone.
Oh, man. Let's see.
I can throw out there real quick the Phil Hartman-less season of News Radio after he was killed.
Oh, after
he... And then they did one more season with John Lovitz.
And
like, it's an okay season, and they tried to like honor him through the character and stuff, which is very cool, but it's still the whole thing.
You that's kind of like also when John Ritter died, and they're like, let's keep doing the show.
We got bills.
And then they killed Roseanne on the Connors.
Wayne.
But they're doing another season of that, aren't they? They're actually doing a live episode of the Connors.
Yeah, wow. Crazy.
When Charlie Sheen went all Tiger Blood.
Kutcher. They were pissed with Ashton Kutcher.
So fucking stupid.
And I never watched that show, and I was like, they shouldn't do that.
They did it for like two seasons. Stop. What are you doing?
Stop.
That's so funny. No, it's easier to keep the show going than stopping it when you should.
There's been Fast and Furious.
I'm like, God damn.
I'm so numb. Everything is a sequel.
They shouldn't
have
made the first one.
Everything is people with cars love it, dude.
I don't get it.
People love it.
I do like The Rock, though.
Hobbs and Shaw was dope.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I thought it was like I liked it, and then
I thought it was very fun. I enjoyed it.
The part that I hated was the Fast and Furious part towards the end.
Well, they're like family.
Hey, fam. Shut the fuck up.
Like, relax, guys. We get it.
But I like The Rock. The Rock does some cool shit.
Dude, The Rock is like probably one of the like he's inspired by somebody. But I mean, like even Ballers is such a great show. Like, and really. His acting, the way it's like progressed, and you know, I mean, I feel bad. I owe him an apology. I hated him at first when he first came out, like when he was a wrestler. I was like, "Fuck this dude! This guy's stupid. Yeah, yeah. What the fuck is a jabroni?" And you know, like fucking the eyebrow thing. I was like, "This guy, you know, he's." And then the thing that got me to like him actually was just seeing him do an interview on one of the late shows. He was like making fun of himself. I was like, that dude's like funny.
Yeah, because you're like, you're seeing him, especially in the 90s, he's like a bad guy.
Right, right.
So you're like, oh, fuck this guy. But then later realize, oh, he was just like doing his job.
Right, right. Well. No, I was a kid, you know, I was a kid.
Exactly. 100%.
I hated on fucking Keanu Reeves because he couldn't do a goddamn English accent in Dracula. And I was like, motherfucker.
That's fair. No, that's fair. I love Keanu Reeves.
I feel bad that I hated him. Like, that I was just like, yeah.
How great are those John Wick movies?
Oh, I will see every one of them in the theater.
Just because,
I mean, you know, Keanu Reeves is probably like the closest we're going to get to Jesus. You know, he's the nicest dude. Like, he's a genuinely good human being.
He is such a nice guy.
There's no agenda with him at all. You know, it's just like,
I don't think he's ever had a controversy. Or anything.
You know, you just like
Matthew
nothing.
Broderick murdered somebody in Ireland.
Caitlyn ran over somebody? Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. Bruce Jenner runs over somebody. He goes, time to fucking transform. Here
are my tits. Not going to jail.
Keanu didn't have any like hotel room trashing incidents. Like
no, Kiefer Sutherland
or something. No.
Jumped on a Christmas tree in a hotel lobby.
Russell Crowe threw a phone out a window.
at a guy at a front desk.
Yeah,
but didn't so or maybe it was like Christian Bale that threw a phone out a window.
Somebody
threw a phone out a fucking
Christian
window
Bale.
That could have killed somebody.
I worked for that hotel. And it was in London, and he got into it with his family there.
Who, Bale?
Christian Bale.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a dude right there.
That'd be a scary guy to get into it.
Yeah, his temper. It's weird, dude, because...
Russell Crowe. I mean, remember when South Park made fun of him? He's like, all right, guys, it's me and fucking Tuggy.
Me and Tugger.
He's like, me and Tugger. Yeah.
And his band.
Right, and he's like going around, he's like fighting around the world. He's like, look, he's like, Asians are known to grow up to 5 feet tall and kick with their legs.
And he's got a band called like something stupid, like 50-odd foot of grunt.
And Keanu had Dog Star. Dog Star, which was him. He had a couple actors in there.
Really?
Johnny
Depp had his band.
Yeah.
I think it was just P, or just the letter P.
No, but Johnny Depp was also in a band with, I think, Alice Cooper. It was Johnny Depp. And yeah, dude, look.
Oh, and Bob Ross on drums.
Bob Ross.
The ultimate 90s. Rest in power. Rest in paradise.
We just did a little mistakes here. Little drum hat. I like talking about movies and TV shows with Pat because he really gets into it.
Oh yeah, I love movies and TV shows, man. Like especially they're well done.
Do you remember your earliest memory of like the first TV show that you were like, yo?
I mean, it had to be a cartoon, you know. So I was like,
Transformers. If it was cartoon, Transformers got me.
Transformers and Thundercats. Mm-hmm. Dude, I love Thundercats. Like when he would be like. When shit would go down and he puts the sword up and I'm like, oh, you guys about to get fucked up. and then like, you know, and when I was a kid, you know, I got bullied and shit. So I love The Incredible Hulk, especially because the episodes would already start several different ways. It could start with him, you know, getting in a car wreck and he's got to save somebody. Uh-huh. But my favorite was when he was getting bullied. And I was like, you're fucking with the wrong one, man. fucking call him a nerd and shit. I was like, do it.
I can't picture you being bullied, dude.
Can't picture a white kid with freckles going to an all-black school? Fucking,
no, oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
You can't picture a stand-up comic having a background being bullied.
It's weird. No, I mean, I was bullied too, but it was kind of, Were you ever bullied, Crestball?
Yeah, a little bit. Sure. Yeah, in high school, I had this one guy a couple years older, a football player.
No
idea why.
I had a big ass Puerto Rican football player just decided to pick on me.
Yeah, some big dude.
And I was, you know, I was.
Like, when were you ever small?
I was
bullying you.
This guy was.
That's the thing, too. Yeah, I wasn't small either, and this dude was just big.
Yeah, this guy was like a fucking dude wearing cologne and shit like that.
Like when the Rock was like 15, they showed a picture of the Rock when he was 16. I was like, that motherfucker is like fucking 25 years old.
Yeah.
I remember, dude, when I was 15, bro, I was like 120 pounds at the age of 15.
Yeah, he was shaving.
Yeah, he's shaving, dude. I didn't have,
probably cycling already. He was like,
I always picture him like AJ Slater. Like if I
AC Slater,
AC Slater, sorry. Yeah. I start I start reminiscing about the bully and stuff like that. Like I always picture his, like
curly hair, Mario Lopez,
curly hair,
what a tank top,
the shirt open kind of thing. The guy was like, you know, build and shit. Like,
yeah.
And for some reason, I was his favorite target as a sophomore.
He saw you as a threat.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like, hey, get this other handsome Puerto Ricans getting in my way.
And then junior year, that's when I turned it around. He's out. The senior's out.
Yeah.
I'm taking over this motherfucker.
Oh, you just waited for him to leave. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
King Kong versus Godzilla. Yeah,
no, but
I'll just wear Godzilla to graduate.
No, but that's when you know, you start realizing, oh, shit, if I'm funny, then all right, cool. I don't have to be... the stereotypical, you know,
punching
badass. Yeah.
Funny gets you out of a lot of shit.
You know, I don't got to be a thief. I don't have to, you know, be into cars and shit like that.
You don't have to be a paladin or a mage.
Yeah, but I never got into. Well, I got into a little bit like that, but I was very undercover nerd kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I don't want people to know. I don't play Magic.
Fuck
that shit. Are we gonna play?
We gonna play? Come on.
A funny thing is like if there was like a group of dudes that played Dungeons and Dragons and then they took their adventures and made it into a cartoon. So they're like all like fucking, you know, like an animated version of.
Have you ever
like,
seen who's the guy that writes Rick and Morty?
Dan Harmon.
He does a show where he has comics.
Harmon Quest.
And they,
that's pretty funny.
They play D&D.
And then funny. So if it's animated, right?
And it's animate certain scenes and stuff like that. Dude,
that's how good of an idea it is. Dan Harmon's like, I got to do this.
Yeah. That's, yo, man.
That takes work.
That'd be so funny, dude. Like, you have, like, you know.
Because you can come up with anything.
Yeah, everybody. Like,
I got my kid.
And then it's animated, so you draw whatever you want.
I got my daughter the Rick and Morty Dungeons and Dragon kit.
Like a mod? Like a Dungeons and
Dragons
mod?
Like
thing?
It's a Dungeon Dragon board. And it's not even a board game or whatever it is. It's a storyline.
Yeah.
Where you can. And the Rick and Morty, Rick Sanchez guides you.
That is one of the most well-written shows. Do you ever watch it?
That's the one bond I really have with Brianna. Like, she won't watch it unless I'm watching it with her, and I won't watch it. Like, she'll wait.
I saw a great thing. It was like, It was like a meme. It was like a window, and it said, a show about dumb people for dumb people. And then it showed Friends, right? Uh-huh. And it shows a show about dumb people for smart people. And then it showed Always Sunny. You know, I was like, okay, right? And then it shows a show about smart people for dumb people. And then it showed Big Bang Theory. Uh-huh. And then it goes, a show about smart people for smart people. It was like Rick and Morty was that one. And I was like, oh, that's
fucking... I'll take it. I'm dumb as fuck, but I love that shit.
Whatever. I mean, like, you got to be able to, like... You know,
you gotta be able to appreciate
to understand Rick and Morty. You gotta be able to be like, okay, you have to like appreciate the ridiculous, but also be like, okay.
There's some big concepts in there that they want you to grasp. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'll tell you. I think, and I can't remember. This is what age has done to me. Is and me and Ricky calls it. I don't know if it's the dementia or the Alzheimer's that's hitting me.
It's the sometimers.
It's the sometimers. But it was a scene in Rick and Morty season one. And he goes, show me. What is he? He's a clone. He has no feeling. And he shoots the alien. And he's like, oh, I got a family.
He's like, they're robots. He goes, they're robots. Shoot him. And he's like, and he fucking shoots him. He goes, like, I shot Dan. Oh my God, I shot Dan. He's bleeding out. He goes, he's got kids.
You told me they were robots. I was saying metaphorically.
He said, I meant like the bureaucrats. I don't care for them.
That when I saw that, I was like, yeah, I
don't care for them.
It was great.
One of my favorite things is like he builds this tiny robot and he's like, what's my purpose? He goes, to pass the butter. And he like, gives him the butter and he goes, what's my purpose? To pass the butter. And then the robot looks down at his hands and then looks back up and goes, oh my God.
Dude, me and Brianna still do this scene. There's a couple of scenes we would do, but one that we die laughing was someone was in the spaceship and it had the protection thing in there. And then they people approach it, that the spaceship will kill it. Don't kill them. Just maim them. Just maim them. And then all of a sudden, it's like, no physical harm. And then the cop said, Daddy? Randy? Randy? Why you let me drown in the pool?
It's like psychological.
Holy shit.
She keeps giving it parameters and just gets worse and worse.
Oh, dude, so good. Yeah. So good. But then...
And that's the one where then Rick and Morty go inside a battery and then go into like another battery.
Stephen Colbert's in that episode.
Powering the
I told him, Inception. This is world peace.
Inception.
Yeah,
Inception.
Exactly. It's fantastic.
But then the other one that me and Brianna love to do, whenever a kid's walking away, we'll go, hey, little boy.
Yeah, with the squirrels.
If you can hear me, we got candy and stuff.
One of my favorites.
We'll grant you three wishes.
One of my favorites is when Jerry told Rick to make the dogs smarter, and then the fucking thing ends up becoming like sentient, and then they build a dog robot army in the fucking mechs. She goes, Snuffles, and he smashes the mirror. He's like, don't call me that. That is my slave name. He's like, you will call me Snowball. My fur
Where
is pretty
are my
and white.
Testicles, Summer?
My fur is pretty and white.
I will keep this one.
Yeah, he will be by my side.
Pat started doing a podcast, Road Glory. You do this on the road.
Yep.
You do it everywhere you go.
Just started it. Yep. Yeah, across the country.
Yeah, you having fun with it?
I just did the one episode. Yeah, I liked it. You know, it's going to be, you know, trying to, you know, I figure like, you know, comedy, you can't just be funny anymore, man. You got to have like.
Layers to this bitch.
You got
to
be like a general, you know?
Yeah, tiramisu like this like motherfucker.
Your stand-up comedy is like your army. Your podcast is like your navy. Your fucking, you know, like fucking.
Your Instagram is your Air Force.
Yeah. Fucking Twitter's your Marines. I had a good tweet and I was like, I had to delete it.
Why?
Because it was too fucked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, say it here.
I say it here.
yeah, no one's listening.
I go, I go, man. It's tough being a kid these days. You got to worry about shooters bringing guns to school. You got to worry about unvaccinated kids bringing diseases to school. Like, imagine hiding in a closet from a shooter while some kid with measles is breathing all over you.
Dude,
I did that.
You did that.
Yeah.
I showed that to Brianna. We were dying laughing. That's a great fucking thing.
I thought I was like,
that's a good joke.
Boom. Yeah. Lost followers. And then, you know.
Fuck them.
Really? Yeah, I know. Yeah. I, dude, I lost you followers for the fucking them. Black Superman.
You don't need them. For those that you lost.
I come up with good ones and then I'm like, okay. You know. I have one. Let me see. I had a good
one. Dude, you just got to shoot them out, dude.
I mean, who gets mad at that? The anti-vaxxers and pro Second Amendment people get mad at that tweet?
I don't know.
Or they think you're just making fun
of... Oh, you hit two targets at once, Pat. Yeah,
that's what I try to do.
or is it people who are like, oh, you're making light of school shootings, that type of thing.
I had to go in there. I go, if God was a living person in today's society, God, have you been worshiping other gods? Me, no. God, let me see your phone.
Dude, you just got to take that those people that fend off. Don't fucking...
Yeah, you don't need them.
You don't need them.
They're losers.
Yeah. There's so many people out there. You don't need everybody to like you.
This is another one I thought was very funny. YouTube. We adhere to certain guidelines and community standards. Reddit. Hey, you kids ever seen a dead body?
That's true.
That's
funny. Is it 9chan? Is 9chan still a thing?
8chan?
Oh God! Look at that's nine, how old.
9chan is no Jesus. 9chan is some dark web.
I thought this is a pretty good one. I'll just read one more. Okay, the Bible says we were created in God's image, so I'm guessing God is just some fat fuck in a bathrobe eating Doritos and watching TV, and all the humans that exist on the planet are just different channels he gets to watch.
Like,
I'm in the mood for drama.
You posting those? Like,
yeah, those are my fucking tweets, man.
Those are all good.
Yeah,
you should have kept that other one about the kid.
Yeah,
maybe I'll retweet it.
Yeah. Retweet that shit. Yeah. I'll retweet
or
that
or screenshot
shit.
And put on Instagram.
Oh, dude, here's another one. I go, life on the road, Monday. This Walmart is disgusting. I barely wanted to have diarrhea here, and I couldn't load Pornhub in the parking lot. This Walmart gets 1 star. I won't be back. Tuesday, I couldn't find any couches to sleep on. I'm back. Yeah, I figured like I got you know whatever.
Just post them, dude. We'll make you viral.
I used to do this thing called inappropriate movie quotes, and I'd say like in a movie quote, then I'd say like I was saying it like at an appropriate time. I go, "Are you not detained?" My favorite thing to yell when I'm taking an extra messy shit in a public bathroom and there's somebody next to me. Are you not detained? I go,
that horrible sound.
Yeah. With the fucking porcelain making an echo.
It's the loudest when there's people around.
Yeah.
When you try and be discreet.
Yeah, but dude, it
depends on what kind of public bathroom. If it's fucking somewhere out, like, you know, in a public bathroom, like a gas, I'll fucking poof terror that.
If you're at a Walmart on the road.
Yeah,
this is, and we'll leave it at this. This is one of my guilty pleasures is at work when there's somebody using the bathroom and you know they're done, but they're waiting for you to leave.
Oh, you open the door.
I stay longer. I start playing with the faucet. How long can I keep them here?
You should go like this. You just put your feet on the ground and go. And then open the door and then let it rip and they go, you go, you disgusting fuck. Like,
damn.
Horrible human
being.
Yeah. Come out here so I can see your face.
Yeah, point and laugh at them.
You go, hold on, get my phone out. Let's see your face.
Pat, always great seeing you, brother.
You too, man.
Always great, man. Good luck on the road. Have fun. Please check out Pat's podcast, Road Glory. Crespo, thank you for letting us use your studio here. Welcome. Love being here. I'm going to do this more often. I promise you. I swear to you. 2020, I will do this by myself if I have to.
I did my first episode.
So
solo dolo.
Yeah. But guys, thank you. Have a good night. Peace out.
A PFT Media production.